You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Last week we ended with, in Jesus we find the ultimate atonement, the once and for all for our sin. In Jesus Christ we find the high priest, accessible not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. In Jesus Christ we find the bishop of our souls, the good shepherd who loves his sheep, his children. Let's continue with entering Jerusalem. On the Sunday before Easter is celebrated, the Messiah entered into the city, into the bulwark. This, my friends, has become our tradition as Palm Sunday, but it is not an exact reflection of the day that Jesus entered Jerusalem. Jesus entered the city some days before the 10th of Nisan, which for us that year fell on a Thursday, a midweek Sabbath for our Jewish brothers and sisters. It was the time when our Jewish friends came to Jerusalem so that the lambs brought for offering could be inspected to confirm that there was no spot or blemish on them. The words of Isaiah ring in my ears again. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. This year, the Shabbat Hagadol fell in the middle of the week, which means that Messiah's entry into the city took place before that period. From the teachings of Zola Levitt, a messianic teacher who is now with the Lord, we learn that during the time of the temple in Jerusalem, it was customary to obtain the Korban Pesach 4 days before Passover, so that worshippers could make sure that their lambs had no blemishes which would preclude them from being offered as sacrifices. This was done to fulfill the instructions given in Exodus 12 that the lamb for Passover be without spot or blemish. Interestingly, this period of time allowed time for each family to become personally attached to their lamb so that it would no longer simply be a lamb, Exodus chapter 12 verse 3, but rather their lamb, Exodus chapter 12 verse 5. The Torah refers to the Lamb of God as if there were only one. You shall keep it, that is, the Passover lamb, until the 14th day of this month, when the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall slaughter him, otto, at twilight, Exodus chapter 12 verse 6. Note that the direct object him, otto, can be read as a leftav, at, combined with the letter vav, v, signifying the Son of Man, who is first and last. On the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan at twilight, the lambs were publicly sacrificed by the whole assembly. Even though the entire nation carried responsibility for the death of the lambs, each family still needed to apply the blood of their personal lamb upon the doorpost as a sign of their faith in the Lord. See Exodus chapter 12, verse 7. It was the whole assembly, all the people, who stood responsible for the death of the lambs. It was the whole people who stood responsible for the death of the perfect Lamb of God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ, the King anointed to die for our sins, or as we say around Christmas, born crucified. John chapter 12, verses 12 through 19, King James Version. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, Fear not, daughter of Sion. Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt. These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him. The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bear record. For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him." The people, and with them the Pharisees, knew the written word of God, but they did not truly know God. They did not understand the heart of God. How many times do we hear a person say, "Oh, but I am a good person. I do the right things. Go to church, tithe, give to cancer research, to the poor. I will be all right." Romans chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. New International Version, 1984. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. I'm a good person, Charity, church twice a year. Yes, many people say that. I cannot see into your heart, but you can. So let me ask, are you one of them? Are you deep down inside, still relying, even if only a little, on doing right, and through that doing right, trying to buy your way into heaven? Romans chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. New International Version, 1984. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. You do not truly know God then, do you? This is what I call condemnation, pointing the finger. You can do right and good all day long, yet you still fall short in God's plan. Verse 23 says, "For all, yes, you and me and everybody, has fallen short of the glory of God." So if that is the case, why the hell? Because that is then where I go, correct? Why listen to a God who condemns me either way? Romans chapter 3, verses 9 and 10. New International Version, 1984. What shall we conclude then? Are we any better? Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. God calls us sinners, and according to Romans chapter 6, verse 23, all sinners receive death as their sentence. So, that seems to settle it. So much for a loving father. I am sorry, my beloved friends, if this is how we think, or maybe even feel sometimes, lost in our sin, lost in the world, lost in our self-pity, lost in the music, movies, images, and books of the world and of sin. If we feel lost like this, we do not really grasp or know God's plan for our lives. Yes, he told us clearly, without him, without our obeying and living in a covenant relationship with him, nothing remains except Gehenna, hell. Yet God is a loving Father. He truly loves us. The letter to the Romans tells us that Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. New International Version, 1984. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. This is a promise of eternal life, instead of eternal death, through the sacrifice of the Lamb we have talked about so often. Jesus Christ, who entered the city before that special midweek Shabbat of the 10th of Nisan so that the people could see him, shout Hosanna to him, and find him suitable as the sacrifice to die for the sin of mankind. Romans chapter 6, verse 23, New International Version, 1984. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Just by confessing Jesus. So then this is truth. If I truly confess Jesus Christ as Lord, the owner of my life, if I give myself to him, then I will not burn in hell forever. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. New International Version, 1984. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved. So you mean that if I truly mean it, that Jesus Christ is Lord of my heart, and I say it aloud with my mouth, I am saved from my sin. Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Amplified Bible. For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, Amplified Bible. Therefore, there is now no condemnation, no adjudging guilty of wrong, for those who are in Christ Jesus, who live and walk not after the dictates of the flesh, but after the dictates of the Spirit. Romans chapter 5, verse 1, Amplified Bible. Therefore, since we are justified, acquitted, declared righteous, and given a right standing with God, through faith, let us grasp the fact that we have the peace of reconciliation to hold and to enjoy. Peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. Wow, that is truly simple. Let me lead us, new believers and believers of old, in prayer to commit or recommit our lives to Christ. Dear Father, I now believe that Jesus Christ is your only begotten Son, that he came to our earth in the flesh and died on the cross to take away all of my sins and the sins of this world. I believe that Jesus Christ then rose from the dead on the third day to give all of us eternal life. Lord Jesus, I now confess to you all of the wrong and sinful things I have ever done in my life. I ask that you please forgive me and wash away all of my sins by the blood that you have personally shed for me on the cross. I am now ready to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I now ask that you come into my life and live with me for all of eternity. Father Jesus, I now believe that I am truly saved and born again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. This, my dear friends, is what many call the Romans Road to salvation. I am very glad we were able to go over this together and to pray the prayer of salvation. Because this is the reason Jesus entered Jerusalem, to be tested, to be tried, to be crucified, not for himself, not to prove something, but for the forgiveness of our sin. Yes, our sin, yours and mine. It is our sin that got us in trouble first. It is Jesus who got us out. Praise the Lord. On this Palm Sunday, we learn that as Christ was crucified for our sin, we need to crucify our sin with him, leave it with him, walk away from it, and sin no more. Repentance. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, King James Version. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The sober reality, in the midst of the excitement, is this: that excitement can fade. You might be on fire right now, But as we have talked about on previous Sundays, at a certain point, it often grows less and less. God knows that. He understands that this happens. So he warns us. Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22, King James Version. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. This is why Jesus gave us the great example. He set with the cedar celebration and said, Do this in remembrance of me. Luke chapter 22, verses 17 through 20, King James Version. And he took the cup and gave thanks and said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say unto you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God shall come. And he took bread and gave thanks and brake it and gave unto them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Yes, Holy Communion, in which we remember again and again that Christ died for us. In our congregation, we also embrace the importance of the Sabbath celebration and the lighting of the candles that we see every Sunday service, candles of remembrance and observance. We remember the day we gave our life to Jesus, the Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. We remember to gather together on the day set apart for the Lord, to observe this great day and his sacrifice. Because we know this, Christ's death is not a day of mourning. No, it is a day of transformation, a day to celebrate his death for us. Because of his death, resurrection, and ascension, we are able to receive the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Amplified Bible. And Peter answered them, Repent. Change your views and purpose to accept the will of God in your inner selves instead of rejecting it, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of and release from your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 9, Amplified Bible. But you are not living the life of the flesh, you are living the life of the Spirit. If the Holy Spirit of God really dwells within you, directs and controls you. But if anyone does not possess the Holy Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, he does not belong to Christ, is not truly a child of God. What do you celebrate on Palm Sunday? Are you celebrating the arrival of the Lamb in time for the selection, the examination, the balance, the scorn, and the crucifixion? Or are you celebrating the arrival of Jesus the Christ into your heart? Or both? The people in Jerusalem did not understand. They thought that the Christ was a new king who came to set them free from their earthly oppressor, the Romans. They did not grasp that something far more oppressive ruled them than Rome. They did not grasp that this oppressor was sin, Satan. They truly did not grasp that Satan, through their sin, controlled their lives, and with that, their destiny. A destiny not on the roadway we travel together, God's highway of righteousness, His highway of salvation, but the highway to hell. Jesus Christ is King, the King of our hearts. He has given us His Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, to help us travel on that highway of salvation. So let us celebrate His Palm Sunday in our lives together. Do you remember? When did you truly accept Jesus the Christ? When did you accept His Holy Spirit as your guide on this wonderful highway of holiness, salvation, and righteousness in Christ? So, my friends, let us take up our palms and welcome Jesus in for the first time or by renewal. Let us pray this together. Father, I believe that I am truly saved and born again. I believe that all of my sins have now been fully forgiven and washed clean under the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, I now, by an act of my free will, turn my entire life over to you. I place my body, my soul, my spirit, and my entire life into your hands. I ask that you place me and enter me into your perfect will for my life. I ask that you set me on the perfect plan and destiny that you have prepared for my life. Father, I now desire to take one step further. I now desire to receive the baptism of your Holy Spirit, the release of your Holy Spirit to come up and enter into my soul from my spirit. Father, in the name of your Son Jesus Christ, I now ask that you allow the Holy Spirit to enter into my soul. Father, from this moment on, by an act of strong faith and belief, I choose to believe that the Holy Spirit has now entered into my soul, regardless of what I feel or do not feel. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. As we stand at this intersection of covenant and salvation, we see that none of this is accidental. From Abram's cut covenant, to the blood on the doorposts in Egypt, to the lamb examined on the 10th of Nisan, every thread in Scripture points to Yeshua HaMashiach as the Lamb of God and our Kohen Gadol, our High Priest. He is not only the sacrifice on the altar, He is also the one who presents that sacrifice before the Father on our behalf. In the language of the prophets and the rhythms of the feasts of the Lord, God engraved the gospel into Israel's calendar. Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, finds its deepest fulfillment in the once-for-all offering of Messiah, as the writer of Hebrews explains. The scapegoat, the sprinkled blood, the Holy of Holies, all find their meaning in the pierced hands and feet of Yeshua, who entered not an earthly temple made with hands, but the heavenly one, with His own blood. This means your salvation is not based on emotion, effort, or religious habit. It rests on a finished work and a living Messiah. The Romans' road is not a formula. It is a path that leads straight to the heart of the Father through the Son by the Holy Spirit. If you have prayed these prayers from your heart, then you stand by grace inside that covenant, cleansed, forgiven, and adopted. So I invite you now, as a messianic, Bible-anchored pastor, not to leave this as a one-time experience. Make this Palm Sunday an ongoing reality. Let Yeshua enter your heart every day as King. Open every gate, your time, your relationships, your finances, your secret thoughts, to His Lordship. Walk daily on God's highway of salvation. trusting the Holy Spirit to keep you from lukewarmness and to fan your first love into flame again and again. And as you go, remember, He who started this good work in you carries it on to completion in Messiah Yeshua, until the day we see Him face to face. Amen and amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.